local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome you in to another hour, Pensacola Right Now, with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Nice afternoon here weather-wise. Evening looks pretty nice as well. We got bands on the beach and a lot to talk about here in this second hour of the program. Gracie, of course, good to see you on this Tuesday. Today, Apple event day.
Ooh, yeah.
But I'm not sure I'm feeling the products out this year. I may be taking a pass. Still debating it, still considering it, and weighing all my options, but right now I'm leaning towards holding out for next year, which would be the first time in pretty much my entire adult life since I switched to the iPhone after having a BlackBerry back in like 2009. That I will have not upgraded on an annual basis. So this is a big change
for
me.
That's crazy.
I'm not sure if this is a sign of that I am becoming smarter or older. So
both.
I'm not sure. Maybe. But yeah, so a lot to get to. Of course, we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers today, the tough news that he is out for the season after a full rupture of his Achilles, kind of what we all thought and expected to hear when he went down yesterday. So the Jets season looks a lot different now in terms of what they may be like. Zach Wilson's going to be the quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers will not be. So very tough news there for Jets fans and really NFL fans, because you know, whether you love Aaron Rodgers or you hate him, you were kind of looking forward to seeing how this all played out. And for us, getting four plays really kind of cheats all of us here if you're a fan of the NFL. 512 here, News Radio 92.3. Right before we get to traffic and weather for the first time this hour, our top three stories. And it was a busy day here in Washington with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy saying that he has ordered now an impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. And they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives.
And McCarthy says months of Republican-led investigations have uncovered serious and credible allegations that President Biden was involved in his son Hunter, his foreign business dealings while serving as vice president. A little bit later, we'll hear from Congressman Matt Gaetz with some stern words of his own, but not directed at who you may think, coming up here shortly. Also, Pennsylvania police say the escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante now has a firearm.
That raises the stake for our officers, our deputy marshals, and it increases the chance that that force is going to be used to make an arrest.
And I will say that I'm just really surprised it's still going on. Now we're just 2 days away from it being two full weeks. With the amount of times that he has been seen in like public areas, he's been in neighborhoods, he's broken into a home, now armed with a rifle. But yeah, so the manhunt obviously intensifying here 13 days after his escape. Also, Gracie, an update from Memphis today.
Yes, the federal grand jury has indicted five former Memphis police officers in connection to the death of Tyree Nichols. The 29-year-old died earlier this year from blunt force trauma to the head 3 days after a traffic stop. The officers face multiple counts, including excessive force, conspiracy to witness tamper, and obstruction of justice.
515 here, News Radio 92.3. I know we've had some problems on the roads, not quite as bad as we had yesterday, but over by Davison University, some slow spots?
Yes, definitely still seeing some slow-moving traffic. That's in between Johnson Avenue and Davis. It's not an accident or anything, but just a little bit slower than usual, so keep that in mind if you're on University Parkway heading towards Davis Highway. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. Patch of traffic on 29 is going to slow you down right before you get to West Detroit Boulevard if you're heading in the northbound direction. If you see anything else on the roads, please give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And for weather, we're going to get a real quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
After scattered showers move through the area, we've got again a chance for scattered rain showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Rain chance is going to run about 50-60% for the area. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s with overnight lows in the 70s. Each day this week, we have a chance for a pop-up shower or storm. There are two hurricanes in the Atlantic Basin, but none are a threat to us. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. I'm Grace Dan News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at some local headlines here today. We told you about Speaker McCarthy, of course, and our local distinguished congressman, Matt Gaetz, calling on the speaker to honor the agreement he made when he became speaker or face a call to vacate the chair.
No continuing resolutions, individual spending bills or bust, votes on balanced budgets and term limits, subpoenas for Hunter Biden and the members of the Biden family who've been grifting off of this country, and the impeachment for Joe Biden that he so richly deserves.
And Gaetz spoke just minutes after Speaker McCarthy announced an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Gaetz says while that's a baby step, he's demanding sufficient accountability for the Biden family. Starting in about 13 minutes from now, I think I mistakenly said yesterday that the meeting was last night, but it actually is tomorrow tonight. This Milton City Council meeting, where they are, at least for now anyway, looks to be set to hire a recruiting firm to find a new candidate for city manager. However, maybe they just decide to go back to the Scott Collins well. We talked about this yesterday as he sent an email to city leaders over the weekend saying that, hey, I'm still interested in the job. If you would like me, here are essentially my terms. Provided a proposal that he submitted. Also said, hey, I'm not going to be speaking or dealing with anybody other than the city attorney, Alex Andrade. So we'll see what happens here. That meeting starting at 5:30 tonight over in the city of Milton today. A couple of updates from the city of Pensacola. Number one, Pensacola Fire will become the first fire department in Northwest Florida to receive safe infant sleep training. It's called Direct On Scene Education, or DOSE, which trains first responders to identify unsafe sleep environments while responding to both emergency and non-emergency calls.
We are not doing as well as we could and should to prevent infant mortality in our community. We have one of the highest rates in the state of Florida, and especially so in communities of color.
And that's Allison Anderson with Escambia Healthy Start Coalition. Representative from Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue is in town this week conducting that training. Also, Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city is working towards demolishing the Malcolm Young Gym, and they're getting quotes for how much it'll cost. He adds that just to get the building to a point where people could be back inside came in at over $1 million.
That's not new bathrooms. That's not ADA compliance. That's not all the buckling wood floors. It's none of that. That would just be to allow people to inhabit the building. So you can imagine if we were to refurbish that building into something that we could be proud of, then we're talking exponentially higher than that.
And the building's been closed since April when it was deemed structurally unsound, and Reeves has hinted since then the city could look to use that property for affordable housing. And finally, in Santa Rosa County, the Board of Commissioners this week are voting on buying a piece of property for about $765,000. That would be on a Woodbine, close to Five Points. Administrator Devan Cook says it's needed for the long-term road widening goals.
We were very excited to finally obtain this property and get this. It was kind of the last piece of the puzzle for us to move forward with our Five Points design.
So this 5 acres there, the purchase is on the agenda for this Friday. 520 now, News Radio 92.3. We'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. What is the purpose of life? This is a question that almost everyone asks themselves at some point. Some people would say their purpose in life is their children, while others would say their purpose in life is their spouse. However, not everyone has children and not everyone is married, so the answer has to be broader than that. The Bible's basic answer to what is the purpose for life is to give God glory in all that we do. And the primary New Testament way to give God glory is to be focused on speaking the message of Jesus Christ to our kids or to our spouse, and really to anyone that we come in contact with. The purpose of this life is to lovingly and boldly explain the offer of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So let us be about our Father's business.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Tuesday night. Coming up, one of the best times of the year, really. It's the Fiesta Pensacola Seafood Festival. It's going to be on Friday, September 29th through Sunday, October 1st. So savor the delicious seafood, enjoy various musical acts, and immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola during the annual Pensacola Seafood Festival. It's produced by Fiesta Pensacola, and the festival is one of the largest arts and crafts fair in all of Northwest Florida, with more than 150 artisans and craftsmen who travel from around the country to participate. And you can find more at newsradio923.com. Again, that's the Seafood Festival coming at the end of the month, and really just an awesome time in downtown Pensacola. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get our state headlines. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110. Those slowdowns on University Parkway are looking back to normal, so nothing really major to slow you down there. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also looking good. And if you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Also, for weather, we're going to be seeing some more rain coming up tomorrow. It's really going to just gradually get heavier throughout the day. We still have a 60% chance of rain for this afternoon. It's a low of 75 tonight, 84 in our area with the heat index of 88. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. We're looking at some state headlines here. We start with a pretty bizarre and just a tragic one here in Broward County, where a ninth grade student there charged with attempted murder after allegedly stabbing a teacher in the ear.
Broward Sheriff Fire Rescue transported the victim to an area hospital for treatment of injuries that are not expected to be life-threatening.
And that happened at Bright Horizon Center, which is a school that serves students with special needs.
Also, Florida's new law banning transgender care for kids will remain in place while the legal battle plays out. A federal judge denied a request today to stop the law from taking effect while a challenge makes its way through the court system. So the law bans doctors from prescribing hormone therapy or puberty blockers to patients under the age of 18 years old.
And also legal battles over the so-called Don't Say Gay bill on hold now as attorneys are apparently discussing a settlement. The law bans instruction about gender identity and sexual orientation in public schools. I'm not exactly sure what they would be settling here because, I mean, the argument would be that it's unconstitutional or something, but I'm not sure how the state of Florida is going to change or settle this because, I mean, it's pretty clear, you know, last year's law, it was, what was it? I think K through eight, if I'm not mistaken, and now it's all grade. So I'm not really sure how the state is going to go back on this particular, you know, parental right and education law. So I'll be interested to see how this plays out.
Yes, for sure. Sharks are continuing to cause havoc across beaches in Florida, especially in Volusia County. So this morning, a South Carolina man fell off his surfboard and then was bitten in the face by a shark. Thankfully, his injuries weren't life-threatening. But this is the seventh shark bite in this county this year.
Yeah, and also in a bit of good news here, Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio are filing a bill to award Bobby Bowden with a congressional gold medal. Bowden, of course, the legendary Florida State coach, died in 2021. Two national titles there, 316 wins. Also revered for his contributions off the field. Rubio and Scott say the congressional gold medal is Congress's highest expression of national appreciation for achievement and contributions. Taking a look at our national headlines today, former President Trump is trying to have charges in Georgia thrown out. His attorney filed paperwork yesterday asking to dismiss state charges in the racketeering case. Rudy Giuliani filed a similar request last week.
Also, the city of Denver is approving a $1 million settlement to four people involved in the George Floyd demonstrations in 2020. The lawsuit claims that four were attacked by the Denver Police Department during the protest. The city of Denver has already paid out millions of dollars in other cases alleging to police misconduct during the Black Lives Matter protests.
And North Korea leader Kim Jong-un is in Russia now meeting with President Putin. Russian state media released video of Kim arriving in Russia's Far East region by train. The Pentagon says that North Korea is likely supplying Russia with weapons to support its war effort in Ukraine.
Also, China is allegedly behind the social media disinformation campaign about the cause of the deadly Maui wildfire. So one false claim that's been circulating around is that the government was secretly testing a weather weapon on Lahaina. The same conspiracy theory was circulating after the Hurricane Katrina that happened in 2005.
Now, speaking of hurricanes, the National Hurricane Center putting the northeastern U.S. on alert as Hurricane Lee starts its turn northward.
Lee is expected to remain a major hurricane for the next day or so, and then the peak winds are going to gradually decrease as it moves out of the tropics and over some cooler waters. But again, as storms move northward, they tend to get bigger, and we're expecting the tropical storm force winds to be out maybe as much as 250 to 300 miles from the center.
Yeah, and that's Dr. Michael Brennan there. He says eastern Maine all the way down to eastern Long Island are likely to experience tropical storm force winds. Still very early, but Lee is expected to make landfall in Nova Scotia as a tropical storm on Sunday.
Also coming out of Iowa today, a jury is beginning declarations in the case of the fatal shooting that happened at Starts Right Here School in Des Moines. So the accused gunman was Preston Walls. He testified yesterday saying that he feared for his life on the day that he opened fire. He's accused of killing two classmates as part of a social media-fueled gang war.
Yeah, pretty sad one there. 5:30 now, News Radio 92.3. Fox News Update is coming up, and it's followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. We got House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announcing the launch of an impeachment inquiry into President Biden today, accusing him of bribery, influence peddling, and lying about his involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business affairs.
The American people deserve to know that the public offices are not for sale, and that the federal government is not being used to cover up the actions of a politically associated family.
The president denies any wrongdoing. A federal grand jury indicting five former Memphis police officers for violating the civil rights of a 29-year-old black man, Tyree Nichols, in January of this year, pulled him over at a traffic stop, beat him so badly he died in the hospital 3 days later. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Tennessee is Kevin Ritz.
The indictment also charges those same five defendants with obstruction of justice.
All five pleaded not guilty in February. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. An important report on consumer inflation is due tomorrow morning, and ahead of that data on consumer prices, Walmart's boss today put out an upbeat message for investors, telling attendees at a Goldman Sachs conference that American consumers are holding up better than expected ahead of the crucial holiday season. Doug McMillan said the retail giant is feeling pretty good about the state of the consumer, despite lingering macroeconomic challenges. Well, thanks in part to the impact of a manufacturing defect on the best-selling 737 MAX, Boeing delivered just 35 total planes in August, its lowest number since April. Through the first 8 months of the year, the aerospace giant has handed over 344 planes to customers. U.S. stocks eased today as traders turned their attention to tomorrow's report on consumer inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial slipped 17 points, the S&P 500 shed 25, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite dropped 144, or 1%. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system, with its modern compact design, will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Sometimes the enemy of happiness is expectation. That's why it's such a hard day to be a Jets fan. This year was going to be different. Now they're back to the same old Jets, but this team's reaction to Aaron Rodgers' injury could define the franchise's future. They have lots of talent in other positions. They continue to fight, continue to develop their young stars. Maybe they shed the same old Jets label just a little bit, with or without Aaron Rodgers. I'm Andrew Perloff.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, shut up and dance with me.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great start to your week. A little bit of rain throughout our area. So first off, we're going to start with traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. Typical afternoon traffic on Davis Highway right near the interstate. And nothing really to slow you down throughout Milton and Pace. Small accident on Chemukla Highway just off of Deer Creek Road, but really not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it. If you see something else on the roads, please give a call to 850-262-6111 for your traffic details. Taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we are looking good throughout the majority of the listening area. We do have some rain just north of Atmore, just north of Century throughout Pollard. So expect some rain there. But other than that, we are basically looking good all throughout the rest of our area. It's 84 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much, Gracie. Taking a look now at our sports headlines today. So, in the NFL, the news not great. We all kind of thought it would turn out this way, and it was confirmed on an MRI this morning. Aaron Rodgers out for the rest of the season, just 4 plays into his New York Jets career. A fully ruptured, a complete tear of his left Achilles during the Monday Night Football game last night. So head coach Robert Saleh says this is Zach Wilson's team, and they are, I would imagine, looking at backup options now, but Zach Wilson is going to be the starter, of course, last year's second overall draft pick, and not great last year. We'll see how he is this year. He's got a great defense, good running backs behind him, so maybe he can pull a Brock Purdy for the 49ers and just kind of manage the game and just get the ball into the hands of the playmakers. So we'll see what happens there, but a tough break there for Aaron Rodgers. Major League Baseball here, just about to get underway. The Braves still in Philadelphia taking on the Phillies, 5:40 start time there. Yankees-Red Sox on TBS tonight, 6:10 first pitch, and 6:40 start time for the Rays and the Twins and the Marlins at the Milwaukee Brewers. Health, business, and science notes today. Ford scheduled to reveal their new F-150 pickup tonight in Detroit. That event comes just days ahead of the opening of the North American International Auto Show. Obviously, there are still the contract negotiations ongoing between the big three automakers there, General Motors and Stellantis, also introducing new cars tomorrow.
Well, speaking of introducing new products, even though Joe is not getting a new one,
maybe we'll see.
There is some new Apple products out. So Apple is out with the new iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Pro lineup. This is the first phone to use the USB-C charging cables. The Pro models are made with titanium, and all phones come with tougher glass shields, new satellite services, and advanced cameras. Also, the new Apple Watch is out. That's the Apple Watch 9. It's the first ever carbon neutral product.
What are you terms of upgrading? How often do you do it?
I only do it when mine is broken. I'm still on my family's plan, and my dad has, like, I think there's 8 of us, so it's like if it's not broken, you're not getting a new phone kind of situation. Luckily, mine broke last year right when the 14 came out, so I have the the 14 Pro, okay. I think. I have, like, one of the newer ones.
All right,
so I'm hoping it doesn't crap out anytime soon. So my parents are like, well, if you want a new phone, you can get on your own plan, grown up.
There you go.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Also, apparently, we've every now and then talk about the latest TikTok trends and how people shouldn't do them because they can be dangerous. So we have another one here, and apparently causing a nationwide shortage of laxatives because of a trend that suggests they can be used as an alternative to the weight loss drug Ozempic. So doctors say this is a really bad idea.
You're going to get dehydrated. If it gets serious enough, it could impact your kidneys.
That's not good there. So in the long term, the overuse of laxatives can have permanent damage to the body. So probably best to stay away, and should go without saying, but apparently not, that you should not go with TikTok trends for your medical advice.
Yeah, for sure. And who wants to just take laxatives regularly? But okay. Online shopping prices are down, marking another sign that inflation is cooling off. So Adobe Analytics reports that e-commerce prices fell 3.9% year over year in August, and the largest annual dip in a little over 3 years. So categories are seeing the biggest drop in prices. That's going to include sporting goods, appliances, and electronics.
Tomorrow in Washington, D.C., there is a AI forum, a first in a series of Senate forums there. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bill Gates are all expected to be on hand.
For Congress to legislate on artificial intelligence is for us to engage in one of the most complex and important subjects Congress has ever faced.
And it really is remarkable where you think about just in our show, where it seems like every other day we're doing a story, whether it's in science news or wacky and weird headlines, just about the what's the latest thing that AI can do. And so, Congress trying to get a handle on this. And it just kind of feels like right now they're just going to be a few steps behind what the latest advancement is in AI.
Yes. Also in Health Business and Science notes, night owls have a 19% higher chance of 19% higher chance than early birds in developing type 2 diabetes. So a new study found that people who prefer to stay up late, even if it's due to their natural body clock, tend to eat worse and exercise less. So they're more likely to also smoke cigarettes and just have less sleep overall.
Also, McDonald's is going to be getting rid of their self-serve drink stations and moving to a system where all employees will fill all cups. It's not going to be immediate. It'll slowly shift all locations by 2032. Apparently, it's because fewer people are eating inside the restaurants, and it'll help cut back on theft as well. I saw this, and my immediate reaction was just outrage. I said, you mean to tell me that I have to go up to the counter and ask for a refill every time I want something? This is America. It's 2023. I shouldn't have to do this. And then I remember that's exactly how Chick-fil-A does it, and it's never once been a problem. So
I also had the same thing. Like, what's the point of this? Like, is it really that bad? People are getting an extra refill or maybe asking for water. But at the same time, I can't remember the last time I ate inside a McDonald's. So
yeah, that's true as well. Yeah, so a pretty interesting one there. But I definitely prefer going into restaurants where they do have the self-serve ones.
Yeah.
Because especially the ones where you got the press screen and it's got all the different types of flavors. Yeah, those are amazing there.
That's the best. In pop culture news, some country news.
I said, well, I got a car. She said, there's something. At least it's a star. I said, it's
that's right. King of country, country music icon George Strait once again going to team up with Chris Stapleton for a series of stadium concerts coming up next year. So the pair are going to kick off their 2024 run in Indianapolis in May, and then they're going to hit eight other cities before wrapping up in Las Vegas in December.
And if you are on the fence or wondering if this concert is worth it, Gracie can offer you a personal testimonial.
It is awesome. I went last year this summer, and it was awesome. George Strait did a bunch of songs. Chris Stapleton was awesome, so definitely a go-to. For sure.
Music a little bit more in my wheelhouse. That's right, NSYNC. So apparently, we got the VMAs tonight, right? It's happening in New York, and there's been growing speculation that a reunion might be on tap. Justin Timberlake, Joey Fatone, and Lance Bass were all seen in New York City yesterday, and J.C. Chazez was photographed on a private plane, so maybe he is en route to New York City. There's been talk that they've already gotten together to record music for Justin's upcoming animated film, Trolls Band Together. So perhaps maybe a debut of a song tonight. So,
that would be crazy. Yeah. Speak of a viral, you know, video. Is that? It's going to be that from tonight if that happens. Also in pop culture news, if you're hoping to get the Brady Bunch house, well, it has been sold. The famous Brady Bunch house in Southern California has been sold. Sold for just over $3 million. HGTV did have it listed for $5.5 million earlier this year. The network had previously renovated the house to match the original set of the Brady Bunch.
Also, Aerosmith being forced off the road. That's because Steven Tyler's vocal cords were damaged and bleeding after a show over the weekend. I didn't know vocal cords could bleed.
Wow.
Tyler is being asked not to sing for the next 30 days, and as a result, the band has rescheduled the next six dates on its Peace Out Farewell Tour until early 2024. 5:45 right now. We'll get some wacky and weird headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Well, really nothing to slow you down right now on the roads with I-10 and I-110 looking good. We do have some typical afternoon traffic throughout 98. That's going to be if you are going through Windhaven Beach into Navarre. Some spotty traffic leaving Gulf Breeze heading into Tiger Point. But other than that, looking pretty good. If you do see something on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. For weather, we are going to have some chances of rain for tomorrow, up to 60% in tomorrow or during tomorrow's afternoon. And tonight we have 60% chance of rain as well. It is 84 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love, and your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at some wacky and weird headlines today. We start, of course, with a Florida man story. This one involving a 40-year-old named Armando. Cops say that during a road rage incident last week, he pulled up, pointed a gun at some teenagers, and then as he got closer, perhaps pulled up alongside of them, he realized to his horror that one of them was his neighbor. So he said, "Oh, my bad, bro," and then drove off. Obviously pretty easy to catch. They knew where he lived and now facing charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. How bad do you think his heart sunk when he saw his neighbor's kid in there?
Yeah, how unlucky that, I don't know, you're going to just be that stupid to even do that, and then let alone it just be a random person that you actually know.
Yep.
Now that incandescent light bulbs are banned, a guy in New Hampshire stockpiled 3,500 of them. And so he's always going to have them. Kevin's a 25-year-old software developer, and he says that he just prefers the look of the incandescent light bulbs over the LED light bulbs. Apparently, he is a light bulb collector.
Yeah.
So he did the math, and with his 3,500 light bulbs, he is now going to have as many light bulbs as he needs until for the next 75 years. So he's going to be all set till he's 100.
I would love to ask him what led him to collecting light bulbs.
Yeah.
What is it about them that has the appeal of, hey, this would be something that when I'm 60 years old and I want to be able to pass something down to my kid, that my collection of light bulbs are what's going to be there. Now, that being said, I mean, first generation sealed iPhones go for like five figures. So maybe in like 70 years, he's sitting on a gold mine of incandescent light bulbs. If those are like the only... Now, by that time, he'll be old, so maybe he's got 20, 25 of them left.
Yeah.
Maybe he's able to sell, like, five of them for, $1 million or so, and then, buy more light bulbs for his collection. But I don't know.
I don't know either. But definitely some chances of maybe making some big bucks.
Yeah. Also, so we talked about this a few weeks ago here, going back to last night's Monday Night Football game. So there was that Milwaukee bar that was offering free drinks if Aaron Rodgers and the Jets lost. Well, after Rodgers got hurt on the fourth play of the game, dozens of people went nuts, as you would assume that they would, assuming that they'd have free drinks. And so I'm sure a lot of them went completely nuts, off the rails, drinking as much as they can, thinking it was for free. A local Milwaukee TV station had a reporter on the scene.
And the mood has changed considerably. That is because the Jets just won the game on a long touchdown in overtime.
you can take a look. This is the reaction from a bar where people are realizing the bar tabs they've been racking up all night, thinking certainly with Rogers hurt, the bar was going to be paying that tab. It is setting in. They are going to have to go to the bar and pay that tab.
Now, what do you think the most expensive tab of the night was?
Well, what if someone like got shots when he was?
Oh
hurt,
yeah, for everyone.
Know? For
oh,
everyone,
yeah.
Like it's on the bar.
It's on the bar. Rounds all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Rogers not only losing the game, but he's out for the whole season. So
that's exactly
I don't
right.
even want to know.
I mean, that's why you shouldn't gamble, kids. Also, make sure like if you're going to go to one of these things and promote, you know, to this promotion, you got to be prepared to pay, and
just
you've got to be
case.
Able to, no matter what happens, you know, you bring $100 or whatever, you buy drinks for $100 and that's it. So, you know, tough lesson learned there.
Yeah.
550 News Radio 92.3, final break this hour. We're back with some good news to finish up hour number two. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Yay.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a chance to talk to Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons about several recent shootings and also some ideas he has on what might be able to be done for homelessness. We also talked about the big development that's taking place at the old soccer complex on US 29 at W Street and a Wawa that's coming there, at least maybe. And why Navarre residents aren't particularly happy about turning their little neighborhood streets into a community access road. That's all on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. Going to start off with getting a look at traffic and weather together at 555. I-10 I-110 not showing any major delays, and we're also looking good on 29 and 90 throughout our area. Really nothing to slow you down on 3 Mile Bridge as well as Garson Point Bridge. If you do see something else on the roads, please give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have some chances of rain for tonight, but right now we're looking good all throughout our area. It is 84 in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to see some chances of rain, 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms mainly after 1 p.m. for Wednesday. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is presented by David's Catfish on Dogwood Drive in Milton and in New Warrington in Pensacola.
All right, looking at some good news here. Pretty tear-jerking one to start with here. And you should check out the video because the audio doesn't quite do it justice, although you'll hear why. A 14-second video making the rounds that you just got to see. It's of a non-verbal boy who with autism, by the way, who is speaking to his mom for the first time.
Hey, good morning. Are you sick? Good morning. Good morning.
So with that, the woman's reaction, just the jaw drops, the hands go over the face and crying there. The video caught on the family's Ring camera, so they'll always have that memory to watch and look back on. So that's a cool story there.
Very awesome. Also, definitely watch the video. Also in good news, a Boston man broke the Guinness World Record for most hops on a pogo stick, all while raising money for two charities. His name is James, and he set the record with 115,179 bounces. So here is a little bit from that.
Today we're here for Hopping for Heroes. It is a combination of a world record attempt for most consecutive jumps on a pogo stick and a fundraiser for local veteran services. Today we're raising money for the Center and Home for Veterans, which is right in downtown Boston. Cheering on James. He's in a great mood. James's goal is 88,047 bounces, and he's about 40,000 right now.
So again, his goal was a little over 88,000, and he got 115,000, over 115,000.
Yeah.
So very cool there. And he partnered up with New England Center and Home for Veterans in South Boston Vietnam Memorial.
Yeah, and I read that he actually held this world record before.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, so he knew exactly how much to get and what he thought was. But, I mean, so he blew past that. Also apparently owns the world record for the most distance traveled on a pogo stick, and it's like 23 miles. So apparently he just loves being on a pogo stick, and hey, why not if you're raising money for good causes there as well?
Yeah.
Finally, something you may see in a movie but happening in real life over in England. A cop in the town of Gosport needed help trying to catch a burglary suspect on the run. The officer spotted a small boy with a little kitty bicycle and asked if she could borrow it, and he said yes. So she went off with the bicycle in full pursuit of the suspect. They were able to arrest him, and the department later joked with the boy that he could borrow a police car whenever he needed one. 559, yeah, that's cool. Have you ever seen that in a movie? The only movie that I can think of, it's a Mad, 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 Mad World, one of my all-time favorite movies with... Jonathan Winters, actor in the 60s, riding a little kitty bicycle. I'm sure he made it look a lot more funnier than the woman cop did. But yeah, definitely see that in the movies, and nice to see that in real life as well. 12-minute break for us. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back in 12 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.